Brethren and sisters, an appeal. St. Helena, California, October 19, 1909. An appeal. Dear brethren and sisters, I wish to make an appeal to you in behalf of the church work in Portland, Maine. The believers in Portland are endeavoring to build a suitable house of worship, the first Seventh-day Adventist church to be built in that city. The location of the church at Deering Oaks is well chosen, and the foundation is laid. But our people there are few in number, and unless they receive help from their brethren and sisters, they cannot complete the building. During my visit to Portland, Maine last summer, it was suggested that I make an appeal to our churches throughout the states, asking each church member to make a donation of 10 cents for the erection of the meeting house. It was thought that such a small offering as this would scarcely be felt by the givers, while if all our churches united in giving, a sufficient sum would be raised to enable the believers in Portland to go forward and complete their meeting house. On my journey homeward, I visited several camp meetings, and, as opportunity offered, I appealed to our brethren and sisters for help in this work. We did not obtain large sums of money at any place, but in all, over $200 was raised. We thank our brethren and sisters for these offerings, and now we invite all, old and young, parents and children, to take a part in this missionary effort. While not one penny should be expended unnecessarily in the erection of this church building, no second-class work should be done. It is planned to use the basement of the church for church school purposes. This is right. That provision may be made by which our children can be guarded from the evils that prevail in the public schools. If this plan is carried out, the basement will have to be well finished, and this cannot be done without means. The city of Portland was remarkably blessed by God in the early days of the message. At that time, able ministers preached the truth of the soon coming of the Lord, giving the first warning of the near approach of the end of all things. In the city of Portland, the Lord ordained me as his messenger, and here my first labors were given to the cause of present truth. The first and second angels' messages sounded all through Portland, and the city was greatly moved. Many were converted to the truth of the Lord's soon coming, and the glory of the Lord was revealed in a remarkable manner. Now there are only a few believers in Portland. Some who at that time labored faithfully in this city are still alive. Elder Goodrich and a few of our ministers are there, but while they are true as steel to the message and are doing what they can, in their earlier years they labored far beyond their strength, and they are not now able to do much active work for the cause. These faithful workers would be greatly encouraged if they could see the work in Portland revived as a result of the Holy Spirit's work upon the hearts of believers. The Portland camp meeting was a most interesting one. Elder Haskell and several other experienced ministers were present, and the Spirit of God indicted the messages born. The Spirit of the Lord came upon me and gave me power to make appeals to the people. Some souls were converted to the truth. The Lord has given instruction that the work of uplifting the banner of truth in the eastern states must now go forward with new power, and that the vigor of healthy, devoted labor shall be given to those cities where the first and second angels' messages were preached. Portland has been especially pointed out as a place that should be labored for without delay. This city has been especially noticed by the God of Israel. Should we not have there a house of worship that is worthy of the notice of the people? I call upon our churches throughout the states to do what they can. Let all the churches, large and small, have a part in the work. Let the children, as well as the older members of the Lord's family, have a share in it. Parents can certainly make this small donation. And the children, by practicing self-denial and economy, can also save enough to make this offering. Dime offerings were called for to build the tabernacle in Battle Creek. The same plan can be successfully followed for the building of the Portland Church if our brethren and sisters put wholehearted interest into the work. My brethren and sisters, plan for the success of this missionary effort. Appoint in every church one to receive the offerings. Let diligent efforts be made to collect all the means possible in your churches, that the work on the Portland Church may go forward without delay. We ask you in the name of the Lord to do what you can. I pray that this may be the beginning of a work that will result in the extension of a knowledge of the truth for this time throughout all the state of Maine.